What's up again, everybody? This is your boy, Titus Glenn, and you are listening to Unchurching, Healing Religious Trauma and Owning Your Spiritual Identity. This is the place where we talk about deconstructing faith, owning your spiritual identity, and healing religious trauma. Now, today, we're going to dive back into the conversation with my good friend, Paul Williams, and we're really going to address the topic of self-righteousness and give you tools on how to get through and work through not being self-righteous. So stay tuned right here, right now for Unchurching, Healing Religious Trauma and Owning Your Spiritual Identity. All that, I think, coming back to this place of being self-righteous, I want to kind of talk about giving people tools on how not to do it.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
Or how to assist them, even with the people pleaser, if you want to add to that. Like, how do you get to the place to where, you know what, let them live their life while I'm living mine?
Yes.
Because it's not my job. My job to judge. So I'm gonna say one, and maybe you have something in mind.
Okay.
My first thought is when it comes to finagling and learning through how not to be self-righteous, is really starting with that no sin, if you want to call it that, is greater than the next.
Gotcha.
It's not greater. Whether you are shacking, fornicating, adultery, sleeping with whoever you sleeping with, smoking reefer, happy.
Hold on, smoking what?
Reefer, Mary Jane, like that is that reefer?
Why I heard reefer and stop the whole little
shit.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm back. Smoking reefer. I know it was serious.
It's reefer, right?
Did
I say it wrong?
No, it's reefer.
Okay.
Reefer madness.
But there's no difference.
Yeah.
And I feel like in society, I won't even take it to church, because I know people are like, well, why he keep on talking about church? Because that's where the culture that I grew up in, but I think in the world as a whole, we've been taught to weigh.
Okay.
What's great, greater, what's the greatest good,
or
what's
the greatest,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree. We definitely weigh out. But I think, so when it comes to your question to me, like what are some tools that we can give to get people to where, you know what I'm saying? They're able to deal with anything, anyone.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I use is literally, I am a proponent of love.
I love that.
Okay. I'm a proponent of love.
I love that. Say that again.
I'm a proponent of love. Okay. Yeah, that's a t-shirt. That's mine.
Component. Okay, I was going to, no.
Yeah, don't you put that on no t-shirt. If I see you taking if you do an Instagram story with it, I'm a proponent of love, we going to have a problem.
Got you.
No, but yeah, I believe in it. Because the thing is, love has grace, and you can you can extend grace, because I love you and I want you to succeed. I want you to make it. I want you to thrive. Whatever you're in, I want you to come out of it. I love you and I love people. I've realized that I have never felt the way that I feel now. I mess around. It's certain commercials I cut off because now I start crying and crap. I'd be like, I don't even know these folks. I don't like different TV shows because I cry. I said, I don't know if I'm getting old or what.
Shut up.
But no, seriously, none of this actually, and I'm being serious. I really will. I'll bust out crying in a heartbeat. But I've realized it's because now I have a heart for people. Like, I'm not concerned on all of the crap that church or religion or people or whatever says that you're supposed to do or you're not supposed to do or what. I give not two fucks about it. What I do care about is the fact that you get everything that you believe you should have. That you win in every area of your life.
For sure.
That's what I care about.
For sure.
I care about overall humanity at this point. So I give grace where where people probably don't deserve it. But I believe, yeah, you might not deserve it, but you need it.
For sure.
And if I don't give you grace, who is going to give you grace?
Listen, I will even add, or if we were to make a third one, is consider this. It could be you. Right? It could be you. At any given moment, you could be the one to cheat. You could be the one that maybe you lose your job or lose your resources, or now you're turning to drugs because that's your way of coping. It could be you that all of a sudden you're doing okay, but then you didn't know that your dad that you never knew was an alcoholic. So now you're starting to fiend for alcohol.
Wow.
And so now that's your, and it could be you. And I had that awareness, and having that awareness now that we talk, because I've said this story before, I'm the one that cheated in my marriage.
Okay.
Right? But before that, I was like, that would never be me. That would never, Titus Glenn cheat.
Listen.
Who? Cheat with who? what are we doing? Jesus. What? I'm fasting, praying, singing, prophesying.
I'm with the Lord.
I'm with the Lord on a regular. Cheat. Wow. Like, really looking at people crazy, like, whoa, did you hear the drama? And here I am, like, when I started cheating, I was like, wait, how did that get here? What are we doing? Am I really doing this? Like, I'm doing this.
Yeah, you're doing it.
And so I want to encourage the people that are watching, consider that it could be you.
That's awesome.
Right. So if it is you, how do you want people to love you through it? You know what I'm saying? Do you want people to give you grace? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Because I think people, we don't think, whoa, that could be me. We rise up in arrogance to be like, oh, that ain't me. How could that?
Yeah. No, it could definitely be you. And I think that's a great question. You know, could it be you? I love it. One, it can be you, and more than likely it is you.
Shut up.
I couldn't wait to say it. Took before I even got it out.
Because that's the truth. But more than likely it is you. You just don't want nobody to know. You
and you listen, just
you already know we're dealing with a situation now. Like people you know, they
I'm listen, sorry, I have
we can't talk just about that on the show. But the truth is, so many people, especially in religion, oh, you don't do that, you better not do that, and then as quiet as kept, you're
all
doing
all kinds of stuff going on.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. Don't smoke weed, but you got a whole blunt in your probably in your study, in your car.
Oh yeah, definitely. Listen, in the car.
Don't fornicate, but you got people in your phone that you know you finna call.
Yes.
And this is no heat, no judgment. At this stay in the game, I'm pretty much, you don't need Jesus. You probably need a good nut and good sleep. You know, I mean, that's just as I'm growing and learning.
Flag on the plane.
You know, because I'm trying to watch what I post, but one of my posts I'm really thinking about really just sharing. Like,
okay.
You probably didn't have good service because you didn't have good sex. And so you went to church frustrated.
You went to church frustrated. Now you mad at the Lord. Like, because you mad at the Lord.
Listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So you need to plan better next weekend. But you know, and I still love God.
Come
you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving. But you can't because you weren't thankful. Okay, all right. So
that was not expected.
But this is where I'm like, this is my growth. This is to say, you know what? Maybe everything that we were told wasn't the truth. And so maybe it is okay to, we'll say that for a different.
Because I'm listening. Different show. Like, okay.
Because the saints may not be ready for that conversation. Gotcha. You know, because I was actually looking up, when we'll talk about this, you know, another show, I was looking up fornication and where it came from. But we'll save that for another show.
Offline. I need to know that one. But, I want to know.
But going back to the self-righteousness, it's like we've been told to uphold these standards that nobody's living by.
Listen.
No, and if you're trying to live by them, you legit are coming off as a prick, or at this point, you're a prick, a self-righteous dick. If you would,
but the issue is the self-righteousness. Well, one, that's bad. And if you're trying to uphold them, you know, if you're certain standards, if you're trying to, you know, live by them, it's just, it's dang near impossible. And that's just all that is. But I think the key to it is to actually know God for yourself.
For sure. It's relationship.
It's relationship.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the biggest thing. We actually had a guest pastor that came to our church recently, and he made the statement. He was like, "I belong to God." Mm-hmm. He was like, "And I'm not gonna let." He said, "I'll never let a devil in hell make me pray."
For sure.
I was just like, "Oh, you know," I'm sitting there like, "Huh?" And he was like, "Because I pray because it's conversation with my God." He said, "So I'm not supposed to make you make me so afraid that, oh, I need to go talk to him now." No, I talk to him all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was just like, "Because I belong to him." He was like, "And the thing is, if I mess up or if I make a mistake, it's not that I no longer belong to him. I'm just a person who belongs to him that made a mistake."
But here's the thing, though. What I love about the relationship piece is, in this season of my life, you can't take that away from me. Yeah, I think at one point it was, well, if I do this, if I shack, then I'm going to be separated from God. And God is not going to want me. He's not going to love me.
Yes.
And I've told a couple of people that I'm pretty close with, because there have been certain family members that have questioned this journey that I'm on and wanting to know, what kind of God am I serving, and do we believe in the same thing? And listen, let me say it. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. You know, the other stuff is a different conversation, you know, but in that, I had to share with certain family members that my relationship with God is actually more on lock than it has ever been. And I could live my life based upon the things that I'm learning that I did not get from church.
The church.
And I don't mean to say it like that, but I feel like people, I say it like that because I feel like there's so many people walking away from Christianity more than ever.
Yes.
Because there's no instructions. There's no, I ain't gonna say there's no instructions. Let me not say it like that. The instructions that we're giving, we're finding them to be so flawed that they're not standing on anything.
Yeah, no. I would, I'm gonna say there's no instruction.
You know, I think there's a little instruction. Let me say it like this. I feel like there's a foundation.
There's a foundation.
It's a good start. It's a good start. And I've learned this in the way that I've grown. Because I don't know if I've shared this with you, but those that have been watching this on Church Your Podcast, part of my story, and I will continue to share, I grew up Baptist.
Okay.
I went from Baptist to non-denomination to studying Hebrew, being part of the Hebraic faith. Yom Kippur is today for those that are celebrating, all that stuff. But I've seen, the more that I dive, dumb. But I've been on this journey where I've seen how, as I step from different denominations, how the more I get into the thick of it, the deeper the learning is.
Yes.
Like most Baptist people know nothing about Jesus' life as a Hebrew. Mm-mm. Most non-denominational people, they know, but they don't necessarily live or practice the feast days.
Yeah.
They just think, oh, this is a good story, mm-hmm. but you don't live that life. But then when you get into Hebrew, it's like, okay, I'm compelled to mm-hmm. want to do what Jesus actually did.
That part.
Right? So now it's a greater work. Right. And then when you start getting into spirituality and start looking at the universal laws that Jesus actually lived by, you're like, wait, I don't really have to go to church per se. Yeah, you might disagree. But I mean, I'm gonna say like this. You know, I don't have to go to the four walls.
Yes.
But I can build community. I can be amongst other people that can talk. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so now I'm now compelled to even be able to or want to go outside the four walls mm-hmm. and actually do what Jesus did.
There you go.
Right.
And that's the thing.
For sure.
That's what we've learned in church. His church has given us all of our if we want to say they taught us something, then what they taught us was all of this, you know what I'm saying? You need to be in the four walls, you know what I'm saying? We had, you know, you got Saturday, the little evangelism that might happen. You walk around neighborhood, pass out some flyers or something, you know what I'm saying? But then we come back to the church and everything is, we chilling. You know, everything happens inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't happen inside, then we have mean to question it.
For sure.
And
for
that's sure. not like, no, when you... You know, you and I do have some things that we differ on a bit.
We do. Agreed.
You know, just a couple, one or two.
A couple. Yes, absolutely.
That we differ on.
But it's okay.
It's okay.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, even with everything, you know, or the way that you believe now, then... What would I look like if I just said, oh, well, my belief system is just, nah, we just won't even deal with you. Yeah. That's not what I'm here for.
For sure.
We're supposed to be able to still talk to people of other faiths, absolutely. Other everything. Because I believe one of the biggest things that I look at is kind of what you just said. A bunch of church people have zero ideas.
Zero.
About, you know, the history. The history and the culture and the things that happened, the different feasts and all we know is tabernacle and coming to holiday.
Listen, and they don't even have a history of the Bible.
No idea
on there being a slave Bible.
Listen,
no idea on the different translations.
All of the translations. And the versions.
No idea of all the denominations and how Christianity actually went from Protestant mm-hmm. to now we have this list of all these other denominations.
They don't know anything.
They have no idea.
And you know the biggest issue that I have with that?
What is the biggest issue?
The biggest issue that I have with that is one of the main scriptures that church people want to use. It's stated to show thyself approved.
But they don't.
But needing not be ashamed. Absolutely. Rightly dividing the
word of truth. Absolutely.
It's one of the biggest ones you want to put out there. But yet you've limited yourself to this one assortment of 66 books.
Listen. And you only study to enhance what you know.
That's it.
But not to study to say, you know what? If I'm wrong, show me.
Or better yet, just to learn.
Or just to learn. Absolutely.
So that's one of that's one of my issues, or one of the things that I think I have a gift with is I do study. I've looked at other religions. I've looked at
and that's okay.
Yeah, I've looked at everything.
Yeah.
Not that I've looked at them to be like, let me see what I'm going to leave and do.
Listen.
No. It's not that, but I just want to see, okay, well, you saying this right here and I believe this right here. Oh, that lines up.
Right. Or just out of respect. Or out of respect.
Just to know you.
To know you. Yes. To know who you are. It don't mean that I got to come over and be Buddhist or Muslim.
I don't have to.
But I can also study so I can appreciate where you're coming from.
Exactly.
And if that's your walk, that's what's beneficial to you. who am I to try to come in? Let me save you so you don't go to hell. Exactly. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly. It's not.
It don't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be that way. You should be, you know, you should actually be able to reach out and deal with anyone.
Listen, and if they choose to convert, that's on them. But it's not you know, you don't believe like I believe, no, and you're going to hell, and that's wrong. And when most of the stuff that people are into in their faith, they're pretty much doing the same thing.
Yes.
It's just a matter of how they're doing it.
That's it.
But y'all, you know, we could go for another 45 minutes.
This is what we do.
Listen.
This but is every this phone is, call we've had.
Every phone call. And I first want to thank you and appreciate you for coming on, because it's hard to find people that are quote unquote still in the church. And I'm not saying that I'm not in the church.
Yeah.
But they're still, you just can't have these conversations with people that are solid in what they believe, yeah, with people that are like me that are on this journey of self-discovery.
Discovery, yeah.
Really solidifying like what is it that I believe, despite of whatever, who, you know, I'm not gonna watch my words, just really becoming more solidified in my relationship with God.
Yes.
And so I want to appreciate you for that. If you could just leave the people with an encouraging word, just around, you know, people pleasing, self-righteousness, whatever is coming to your heart, your mind, what you want to share so that they have some type of encouragement going out
right,
of here.
All right. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me.
For sure.
Anytime you need me, I got you, man. This was an honor. So something that I could leave the people with regarding people pleasing, self-righteousness, all of the above. In the Bible, the church has taught us this thing called the golden rule.
Mm.
And it's super simple. It's do unto others as you would have others do unto you. When it comes to people pleasing, if you think you would be happy with just having people around you, yes, men, yes, men, yes, men, and no one there to give you constructive criticism, then continue. But if you know that you would benefit greatly from someone being there to help you through and give you constructive criticism, stop it. Self-righteous, yo, if you know when you fall, when you fall,
when
you want someone there to give you grace and help you, stop being self-righteous. It's super easy. Like, do unto others as you have others do unto you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, y'all. This has been our show, this Unchurching podcast. We are talking about just unchurching, healing religious trauma, and owning your spiritual identity. I'm your host, Titus Glenn. Listen, if you want to follow Paul on social media, find him, Paul Williams, on Instagram.
Not the white man that says.
Shut up.
I think it's what is it? It's whatever the Instagram thing is, but it's the Mr. Fortress.
The Mr. Fortress.
Yeah.
On social media. Go follow him. I'm your boy, Titus Glenn. You can follow me, Titus Glenn, official, on all social media platforms. If you have a suggestion about what we should be talking about on Unchurching, this guy, please reach out to me and let's continue this conversation. I am encouraged and just super excited about what's ahead for those that are embarking upon this journey of just even solidifying where you are in your relationship with God, or coming out of and looking to go somewhere else. So anywho, y'all, this has been Unchurching, Healing Religious Trauma, and Owning Your Spiritual Identity. Until next time, take care and God bless.
Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself, and let others do the same. Find yourself, be yourself.